burger.
New year, like kind of new us, but still the same old Sweet Film Talk. Still your favorite movie podcast. Still your two sweet boys here. Short and sweet today. I know that's a lot of time saying the word sweet, but here we are. It's in the title of the podcast. So
sure is.
You're clearly here because you like when we say sweet. So I'm gonna say it. Two big things going on. Most anticipated of this year, movie draft starting with the letter L. Last week. It was a wash. I won by quite a bit, and I was the second pick. So we're kind of going even more so if second pick is not like a death wish.
We used to think it was. It's not.
Sure did.
Yeah. I think I won 2 weeks ago with the second draft.
Yeah, you did. I was a million percent confident.
Well, it's funny because with the K draft, I thought it was going to be way close, and it was for like the first 15 votes, and then I think Kung Fu Panda and Karate Kid, those were the two.
Yep.
Don't tell me Kimi no Nawa was not voting for your name, probably. It was those two. That's my bet. That was like the game changer. And maybe a Kill Bill. Maybe Kill Bill was the swinger.
Tarantino never hurts.
Yeah. But I think Kung Fu Panda and Karate Kid, it's the familiar picks that people like. It's those family picks.
L though. Good movies with L. Yeah, lots of good ones, lots of classics in here. I'm very excited with the first pick because...
Yeah, you got first.
Now, I am curious with one of these picks if it's going to ruin my draft or really...
I'm curious what you picked first. I feel like you're going to pick La La Land first.
Okay, well, let's get into it then. It's your boy, Sweet Geeks. Let's do it.
Let's do the draft, then I want to hear about Sundance.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'll talk about Sundance. Me, Jake, Jack, Becky, some friends, Nathaniel, Charlie, Aaron came up, and then a friend, Paige, met up with us at like the very end and kind of didn't super work out. We just went up because I found this thing for, there's a social media site called No Film School, and they were doing an alumni meeting at the Cannon Lounge at Sundance. So we were like, let's just go up in the morning and hang out there all day. So that's what we did. We got there around noon, ate lunch at Devonza's. Have you been to that cool little shack with all the soda cans and beer cans and stuff around it?
Oh, is it like a pizza place?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like, it's not on Main Street. It's on the next street over. Correct?
Yeah. It's like just west of Main Street. Basically.
What's it called again?
Devonza's.
Like
fun
D-I-
place. Devanza.
Devonza's.
So for any of those of you who are looking to go up to Sundance, it wasn't super busy because I do think because it's not on Main Street, it's not that it's not as well known, but we got a seat for like six of us.
Yeah, no,
during lunchtime.
Devonza's good. Been there before. Good spot.
Really, really fun. So we went up there, went to a few of the lounges to kind of kill time until the Cannon Lounge. Met some really fun people, so that was cool. And then when we got to the No Film School thing, we got to make some cool connections. I met a guy from Canon who was really, really nice. Shouts out Alex. He was wearing the Into the Spider-Verse Jordan 1s. They looked like the Lost and Found ones from last year. And then he was like, they're actually the Spider-Man ones, but I've worn them so much that you can barely tell. And I looked and you could tell like the little blue dots on them. So that was cool. Met a lot of fun people, nice people. Got to drink some free Red Bull and had one of the worst empanadas I've ever had. We went to like the Adobe Lounge and they had a bar and we took all of the bar stools. And some of us, some people were like, are we allowed to sit here if we don't buy anything? So I bought like a Diet Coke and this empanada. And it's like, all right, don't kick us out. We bought some food. So we stayed there, for another 40 minutes and just kind of like chatted with people that were around and hung out with each other. And it was fun. There was about, I think at the most, we had like 10 people with us just hanging around.
Wow.
Mobbing at Sundance. I don't have my showings until next week. Sundance showings, if you're looking to get movies, really easy to get the second week of showings. Those premieres sell out. They're gone before you can even get general tickets. But second week, I mean, if you just want to watch the movie, like just go the second week.
Yeah, no, it's pretty easy to get those single tickets, but the show times are pretty scarce. Like we're going to watch Thelma on Sunday at like 1:15. It's like that was like the only time. And I wanted to watch a Sundance movie. So I was like, you know what? This looks like a cute comedy. Let's go. I wanted to watch Hitman, Richard Linklater's new movie, and that sold out quick.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another movie that I was eyeing at, and that just the show times were terrible. So here we are. We're going to go watch Thelma, which is a 90-year-old woman gets conned, and she has to like go around the neighborhood and figure out who conned her or something like that. That's like the premise. Looks kind of fun.
I like it.
The poster is her on her jazzy scooter. I'm like, nice. Let's go.
So fingers crossed, Till Death, we sent it off for sound. We sent it off for animation's been worked on for a while. We sent it off for music, and we've sent it off for, I think that's it. Yeah. So we're at like the final stretch. Should be done in like the next 2 months.
I'm hyped to see it. I'm hyped to see the fun finale.
Very, very excited. So yeah, Sundance, you've got one. I'm seeing Love Lies Bleeding next week. I'm seeing the new Soderbergh movie Presence next week. And we have one for in a most violent nature, but it's Friday, and that's when my students are having a massive extra shoot day. So
yeah, I might not make it.
Probably won't. Yeah, I forgot that we were doing
I thought you were gonna see the movie. I saw the TV glow.
I wanted to. All the tickets were sold out. Couldn't get tickets. Really great buzz though. Really?
Presence looks good. Presence looks interesting. I'm hyped to hear your thoughts about that one.
You know what's been really interesting is it feels like the movies this year. Like Sundance the last few years. I mean, we know. We went to a few last year. Like, rough. Like, I have not really enjoyed anything from Sundance from the last, I guess, 3 years. And now it's like, okay, really good buzz for the stuff that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah. So yeah. I only saw two. I saw underrated Steph Curry, which I felt like it was fine.
Yeah.
Just very mid. And exactly. Then You Hurt My Feelings with Julia Louis-Dreyfus was actually a fun watch. I actually enjoyed that one.
But that was one of your favorites at the end of the year.
Yeah. I think that made my honorable mention, but this is like my second time doing Sundance. I really have never done Sundance before. I think we did Minari. Didn't we do Minari?
We did.
Online.
Yeah.
That was a cute watch.
Yeah, yeah. I like, well, and a little sneak peek into one of my most anticipated for this year.
Hey, who did you meet at Sundance? What are some of the celebs?
Okay, so we didn't like meet anybody. Like, it's not like we stopped and took pictures, but we did see. So I went up. I saw where Devonza's was, so I crossed the street. You know, I jaywalked. I love, that's my, to quote Hannibal Buress, the comedian, my favorite law to break. So Jay walked across the street. Becky and Jake kept walking to, you know, cross where you're supposed to cross and meet up. And I got us a table and they walked in. They sat down. They're like, we just saw Kristen Stewart. So I missed seeing Kristen Stewart, but we did see. Have you seen Community?
No, I haven't seen Community.
Okay. Well, you probably know Abed. You know who Abed is from Community?
Let me look him up.
Danny Pudi. Anyways, we saw him. He walked right by us, very underdressed for like snowy, snowy weather. He was wearing like a quarter zip and some jeans, and that was it.
Danny Pudi?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
And then this one I think you're going to really love. We were at a party at the Cannon Lounge, and guess who was resurrected? And we saw there, not really resurrected, but recently they were resurrected in a film franchise.
Oh, Kiwi Wan? Or Kiwi, is that our guy?
No, close.
Oh, Brandon Fraser.
No, it is Han from Fast and Furious.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, he was like chilling right by us. He kept like taking pictures with people, and you could tell that he was just like trying to hang out, and people kept taking pictures with him.
Yeah.
Which for me, like if you were famous and you were somewhere where people would recognize you, would you rather know that they're staring at you but not like come up and confront you? Or would you rather them just come up, say, hey, can I get a picture, and then get it done with?
I'd rather get a picture and just get it done with.
I was like thinking about that. Yes, sir. It's like,
just like, yeah, come take a picture.
Because it's almost like he's there to do that, but it's not like explicit, like a meet and greet with, I think his name is Song Kang is his name.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But like he walked by us on the street and we were like, that, I think that's Han. And then we went into the party and he was in there. So that was cool. Met a few cool people out there at Sundance.
I would like to meet Kieran Culkin. I would love to meet him because
yeah,
just embody that Roman energy from Succession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of Emmys, real quick. Wow, Succession and the Bear cleaned house, but Better Call Saul broke a record. I think they had 55 Emmy nominations, not 57. A single 57, not a single win. I will say, I think that's blasphemy because amazing performances in Better Call Saul, amazing script, amazing episodes. I feel like they got I feel like they got shafted. 57 nominations, you don't win one. Like, everybody recognizes that show is amazing. So I think it's a little bit of a bummer, but still, it's like Goodfellas. It's like Goodfellas didn't win anything, but we all know how good it is.
Well, I mean, like, Joe Pesci won Best Supporting Actor, but
Goodfellas,
like,
yeah,
it did win like,
but, like, Best Picture, you
still,
know.
Still, yeah, it didn't win Best Picture that year, and
so
reading something like The Wire didn't win any awards almost when it was out. There's plenty of shows that, like, you know, fast forward are some of the most applauded shows of all time.
Sure.
And when you look at it, like, Breaking Bad in its heyday was cleaning house.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that has to do.
I think that had 50 nominations or like 40 and it won 14. Something like that.
Breaking Bad Emmys. Sheesh.
How much did it win?
16 with 58 nominations.
Sheesh. Yeah. So that's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah. Not bad at all. Sheesh.
Anyways,
man.
That's my event for Better Call Saul. It's a great show. A+. Bob Odenkirk is amazing as Saul, as we all already know.
Yeah.
But I guess people were more into the Bear in Succession, which I've seen all three. And all three are great. But I think Better Call Saul definitely got snubbed.
The hard thing is, it's like, Succession is good. I've never seen Better Call Saul. So, like, I have no...
My theory is it's because people are familiar with it already. The Bear in Succession, people are not as familiar with it. Mm. Better Call Saul, it's like, oh, we've already seen Breaking Bad. We know who Saul Goodman is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my theory. It's like, oh, okay, that's probably why I didn't get as many, no wins.
Also, so weird. The schedule, like the qualifying period for the Emmys is so weird. Like, the Bear winning this season was winning for season one of the Bear.
And also, Andor got some Emmy nominations. That came out in 2022.
Yeah.
So it's just, I was like, wait, what? I was kind of confused of the timeline there. So interesting.
Very weird. But you know what? Some people take L's. We draft them.
Let's go.
That segue, huh?
I like that segue.
Heck yeah, dude. Okay, I'm picking first, as everyone knows. These are movies starting with the letter L, not including articles A and the, or whatever, you know, beginning of the title. And for my first pick is Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
It's my favorite of the three. Strong, strong way to start this draft.
Well, I know I can pick up Lord of the Rings later in the draft, but I'm going to stick with my guns and I'm going to pick Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King with my pick. So you can take your La La Land. And I'm a little chapped you put Fellowship of the Ring because that is my favorite movie of all time, but I'll take Return of the King.
So I'm going to pull a little bit I'm going to zag on you and I'm taking The Lion King as my second pick.
Okay. I'm going to zigzag on you, and I'm going to take the Lego Movie.
Oh!
My second pick. I think the Lego Movie is a blast.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Logan. Wow. Why are you stealing my draft? Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to take La La Land for my third pick.
Okay, cool. So let's see. I'm on my fourth one, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let me write these down real quick.
Yeah, so I'm writing yours.
You took Loader Fellowship.
Lion King, Logan.
Okay.
I didn't think you were going to take La La Land again. I thought maybe I could push it out to the fourth round.
Yeah, La La Land's great, so got to take
it
that.
Is. Honestly, though, very polarizing. People hate that ending.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious if that is going to like take into account for anything for people.
I think it's fantastic though.
But
okay,
oh,
I'm ready.
Agreed.
I'm all caught up. Okay,
I
your
love
fourth
it.
pick.
Lilo and Stitch.
Nice. Nice.
Yep.
That is you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Had to get it. Had to get it. Okay. What's your fourth pick, my friend?
Oh. I think I'm going to take Legally Blonde.
Ah, good one.
I think I'm going to go Legally Blonde. I feel good about that pick.
Yeah. No, that's good.
That's a fun watch.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So here's, you know, here's where I'm at. Here I'm looking at what I've got left here. There's a few things that I was hoping to be able to get. Oh, dang it. I'm going to take this one because Becky loves this movie. I also like this movie. I recognize it's not perfect, and there's aspect of it that people don't love, but I am going to take okay. Am I going to do it? Oh! Did I just take this? Yeah, I'm taking this. I'm taking Lady Bird.
Cool. Perfect. And for my fifth and final pick, I'm taking Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, nice. Okay. Cool.
Okay, that's a pretty good draft.
This one,
okay, I want you, okay, I want you, before we do this, I want you to not tell Becky which ones you drafted. Do you tell her which ones you drafted, or does she just vote? Okay, because if she doesn't vote for mine, because I know Return of the King is her favorite movie over Fellowship.
So, I think she's gonna know with Lilo and Stitch in it.
That's true.
But
I always tell Kennedy, I'm like, which draft are you picking? Before she even like knows which one I did. And she's pretty honest. She'll be like, I'll go with Keeks, or I'll go this one. So
okay, so you got Little Miss Sunshine, Legally Blonde, La La Land, Return of the King. What was the last one?
Second pick was Lego Movie.
Lego Movie. Yeah, that one's good, but okay. I almost took the Lego Batman movie. I was thinking about doing it.
I still haven't seen that. I like your Logan pick. I love Logan. That's one of my favorite movies from, I think, what, 2016?
2017,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And Lion King's a classic. Fellowship is my all-time favorite movie. Lilo Stitch is really cute. Lady Bird. I feel like I like Little Miss Sunshine more than Lady Bird, but they're both different.
Yeah. I mean, if these are five movies that I have to take to watch on an island, I'm absolutely taking mine.
Totally. You're picking yours, your draft.
Yeah.
It's a good draft.
Mm-hmm.
I have some really good comedies. Lego Movie's hilarious. Little Miss Sunshine is good. And Legally Blonde, I mean,
Legally Blonde is great. That one might get it for you.
Like female and, you know, empowerment, and like it's like very good. Like Reese Witherspoon kills it in that. And it's funny. Legally Blonde is funny.
Legally Blonde is great. The Bend and Snap.
Yeah.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass. I love a good Jennifer Coolidge.
I think this is, I really do feel like this could be close.
Yep.
I could be wrong again.
We say it every week, and then the other person absolutely throttles the other one. But this one does feel close. Now, I will say, you having Legally Blonde is going to be huge. But I think that having Lion King, Lilo and Stitch, Logan, I don't know. The more that I look at it with yours, you do have a very well-rounded list. But, like, I don't know. I'm not crazy about the Lego movie. Little Miss Sunshine, like, I've never really had a desire to rewatch. Every movie that I picked, I have rewatched dozens of times.
Yeah.
So that would, that's.
I thought you were going to pick La La Land first, dude. I'm like kind of shook that you didn't.
No, I needed a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. No, you
And my favorite is Fellowship of the Rings. So I'm like, okay, well, I know you're going to take that one. That's my favorite. So I'm going to take that one.
It's the best Lord of the Rings. All of them are great.
Yeah. Had to do it.
That was a good draft. I like
so.
Both of our, I really like both of our lists.
Some of the most parody, I think, that we've had.
Like, I think all of these are AA+ movies, in my opinion.
Now, Logan could hurt me, because our audience does not like the violent R-rated.
No, they don't. They don't. I feel like if I win, it's because of Logan.
Yeah.
Also, if you win, it's because of Lion King, Lilo and Stitch, and each of the loader offsets each other.
People love Lady Bird too, though.
That's true.
I'm curious to see what that looks like. You could just change Logan to Lagan if you want.
Just nice 3.5 hour long movie.
That was the cricket one, right?
Yeah.
That one was awesome. That was a really fun sports movie.
Yeah. I actually was thinking about watching RRR the other night, and I just didn't have enough time. I was like, I can't start this. Like, I just don't have ample time. But that is one of my watches. I need to watch this year.
So. Yeah, you do.
Dude, that was a fun draft. L is one of my favorite drafts. I'm excited to see. I'll post this on the story.
I love it. This year, so, you know, here's a fun little fact for you. Last year, there were 334 wide released films in theaters last year. This year, there are only slated to be 317.
Okay, say that first number again. Sorry.
334.
Okay, so now it's like 317.
Yep.
Wow.
So we've got 17 less movies with a wide release.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, nationwide release has like means a little bit. I don't know exactly what like a. I'm trying to figure out what it is like, because you get like a short release. A wide release is like, I don't know how many markets it's supposed to be in.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm kind of curious.
Did you watch?
Okay, any film that is in less than 600 theaters is limited release. Wide release is 600 theaters or more. Dang.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm very curious about kind of the most anticipated. Last year's most anticipated. How did yours look? Like,
okay. Yeah,
did you end up liking a lot of them?
I'll go through them real quick. I have them in front of me.
Okay.
So honorable mentions was 65. Never even saw it. Suzume no Tanjiro. No, Suzume.
Okay.
Liked it. Creed 3. Liked it. Super Mario. It's okay. It's very much okay. TMNT. Mutant Mayhem. I liked it. And then top 10 here. Guardians Volume 3. Had a blast. Barbie. Had a blast. John Wick Chapter 4. Great time. Next Goal Wins. Not as good as I was hoping it to be. Killers of the Flower Moon at the sixth position. Very good. Indiana Jones, Isle of Destiny. I'm in the minority. I didn't hate it, but I definitely didn't like love it as the other ones. It was very like a B quality for me. So that was my fifth most anticipated. Number four, Oppenheimer. Good. Excited to rewatch that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Thought it was fun. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, number two, loved it. And then my number one is Dune Part 2, which got delayed. So those were my most anticipated. Sheesh.
So last year, my honorable mentions were Poor Things. I liked The Killer. I liked Wonka. Was fine. Suzume was fine. Aquaman 2 was between fine and I liked. John Wick 4, awesome. Loved. How Do You Live, which ended up being Boy and the Heron. I don't know. I was fine on it. Next Goal Wins, did not like. Bo Is Afraid, I liked. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, I loved. Barbie, I loved. Indiana Jones 5, did not love. Cross the Spider-Verse, loved. Oppenheimer, loved. Killers of the Flower Moon, loved. So, pretty, like, honestly, everything other than Indiana Jones 5 and kind of Next Goal Wins were right there. Like, some of my favorite movies of last year.
Okay, I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, I have my most anticipated. And you know what's so funny is, like, with most anticipated, you and I, like, for example, I did not have Iron Claw in there in my most anticipated. That made my top five. I didn't have Godzilla Minus One. That made my top five. The Holdovers, not in my most anticipated. Knew about that like a month out. Was my favorite movie of the year. So I'm excited to see all the movies that are not mentioned on here that get mentioned. So.
How to Blow Up a Pipeline, Past Lives,
yep.
Past Air, Lives is another one. Renaissance, May December, tons of movies.
Okay, well, here we go. I'll start off with my honorable mentions.
Yeah, how many honorable mentions do you have?
I have like six.
Okay, I don't have a lot. There aren't, like, last year was like, holy crap, there's so many movies coming out. And this year it's a little bit.
2023, seriously, was like reminiscent of 2019.
It was. We were eating, man. Also, I'm going to say this. Let me know if you agree or not before we get into it. I think 2021 was actually a worse year for movies than 2020 was.
I need to look at it on Letterboxd. There.
Look at it.
Okay. I'll give it a look.
Really rough.
Yeah. Because I don't remember 2021 being that monumental.
No. I think I maybe gave one A-plus that year.
We got, no, Dune came out in 2022, right? No, 2021 was Dune. 21. Yeah.
21 was Dune.
Okay. I'll look that up. Okay. Starting with my honorable mentions. Joker, Folie à Deux.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested to see what it looks like. I never had desire to rewatch Joker, though.
Shame.
Twisters. This looks like a really fun, dumb watch.
You know who directed it?
Who?
Lee Isaac Chung, the guy that did Minari. That's why I was like, oh, it might be.
Oh.
The movie might be, which is why it's so high for me, because I'm like, who? How's the guy that made like the really like quiet Arkansas, like Asian, what's it called? Immigrant movie going to make a Twisters sequel. Thought that was interesting.
Okay. I'm in for Twisters.
Okay.
I haven't seen the first one.
Oh, I don't think I have either.
The next one is The Bike Riders.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Yeah.
This looks kind of like gritty, like Iron Claw. 13, Godzilla, Kong, The New Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Number 12, Ballerina, a little John Wick universe-like story. Did you know this was coming out?
I didn't realize it was coming out this year.
Yeah, apparently it's coming out this year.
Anna de Armas is in it, right? I'm pretty sure she's the lead.
Yeah, yeah, I think she's the lead. Kung Fu Panda 4.
Ugh.
I think that looks cute. So
okay,
there you go. Those are my honorable mentions.
Okay, I've only got a few. Only got a few. One of them is Argyle. Say what you want about that trailer. I like the trailer. I think the trailer is fun. I'm excited to see the movie.
Yeah,
and Matthew Vaughn is an interesting director. I mean, he's not perfect, but he's made some movies I really like. The X-Men First Class is awesome. First Kingsman movie is awesome. So let's see. Did he do? I don't know. He did not do Days of Future Past. I believe Bryan Singer came back into Days of Future Past.
He did.
Rough. But,
yeah. He's gotten some heat.
Rightfully so, I think. Number 12, Hitman. Really excited. New Linklater movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But really excited to watch Hitman. And then 11, Driveaway Dolls, of my kind of honorable mentions. Really excited for another Coen Brothers movie. Looks kind of wacky, fun, Fargo-esque.
Totally.
So yeah, I'm very excited for those. Those are my few honorable mentions. Ballerina, I didn't even realize it was coming out this year. The Godzilla versus Kong has not really been on my brain at all. The ones that are like these top 10 are like, I'm really looking forward to. The movies that are here, I'm like, okay, I'm really excited for these. So what's your 10 through 6 with a nice little description?
Okay. Drive Away Dolls as well. It's Ethan Coen that is directing it, or Joel Coen. It's one Coen that's doing it. Nosferatu, our guy Eggers.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested to see that. This is getting just a lot of traction, so I'm interested to see what Nosferatu is like.
Yeah.
It's going to be a horror movie, right? It's got to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
it's going to
you know
be
what?
Weird.
We'll get a horror. Inside Out 2 looks cute.
Okay.
And fun.
Okay. I like
I
it.
I like the first Inside Out. I think the voice acting for Inside Out is like top notch. So. Number 7 is one that comes out next week, and you mentioned Argyle. I think Argyle looks really fun. Like, that is like, I feel like Argyle is this year's Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, like that's nice
a nice cable movie that is just going to be a lot of fun.
Good comp.
And then my number 6 is Gladiator 2.
Oh my gosh, here's the thing though. I've not really been interested in anything that Ridley Scott's made in a while.
Yeah, I want to watch The Last Duel, and there's a lot of movies that he's made that have really not landed, as well as his other, you know, injuries.
Yeah.
There you go. There's my 10 through 6.
So here's my 10 through 6. Twisters. Yeah, excited to get a lead. I'm pretty sure, what's his name? I always forget his name. He's Hangman in
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. I'm pretty sure he's in it, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Glenn Powell, baby. He's next up. Number 9, Deadpool 3. Deadpool 2 was the first review we ever did on the podcast. And it's crazy that we have lasted. Huh?
That is wild.
We've lasted long enough to reach Deadpool 3. Insane. insane. Number eight, Joker Folia Dude, just because it's a musical with, like, with, you know, Joaquin Phoenix, who was in Walk the Line, can sing, and with Lady Gaga, who definitely can sing. Are we gonna get some dancing? Are we gonna, like, what is this gonna look like? I'm very intrigued. Even if this movie stinks, the fact that they tried something new is very interesting.
True.
Number seven, I'm also seeing next week, and that is Love Lies Bleeding. I'm seeing it at Sundance. Really excited. Kristen Stewart, kind of bodybuilding, cool. I don't know. It just looks really cool. Number six, though, very excited for this one. Movie that I am helping release and as associate producer, and that is Shelby Oaks, Chris Stuckman's. I mean, honestly, this movie might do insane business.
I think a lot of people are going to go watch this and support Stuckman.
I'm going to call right now. I think it grosses over $20 million.
That's so cool. I hope it does.
I think it will. Yeah.
And I hope it's good. I think it will be. I think Stucko is trying everything to do in his power to make it the best that he can. I think it's been delayed a handful of times because make the right movie.
Well, and the SAG stuff, like, you know, he probably could have. The thing that sucks is all of those SAG delays. If you needed to do reshoots or ADR or anything, you couldn't work with anyone unless you had a waiver. And all of the, like, to be able to submit for, like, South by Southwest and Sundance, he missed all of them. Yeah. Like, we could have been seeing Shelby Oaks this weekend, potentially.
That's right. Oh,
if it weren't for all those delays. You know, who knows? Like, who knows if it would have gotten in Sundance? But I think Sundance would have been crazy not to put it in.
Do you think it drops at a festival first?
I could imagine it playing at Fantastic Fest as like a premiere, because he has a lot of ties to Fantastic Fest out in Austin. I know we're submitting to that festival too, so that would be really cool to be present there and watch it.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Okay, that's a good one. I forgot about Shelby Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Is that your sixth?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Okay. Five through one, switch.
Yeah, let's switch off.
Okay, my number five is Deadpool 3. I'm really excited that Hugh Jackman's coming back. I love that he's rocking the costume. I think this could be a lot of fun. I think it will be good. Deadpool 2 was good, but Deadpool 1 was a classic. Like, that was like an R-rated movie that kind of made the scene as a superhero movie. I feel like that was like really moved the needle and changed things for like superhero movies.
It was huge. It really was so popular. Oh my gosh. People love these Deadpool movies.
Yeah.
Number five for me. It's mainly, I think, because of the story behind like how this movie has been like gotten made. And that is Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis. He like sold his vineyard and sold a bunch of wines to finance it. The cast is nuts. And I don't know much. It feels like it's kind of Synecdoche, New York. But I don't really know what it is. Like, it's just this guy. Yeah, Francis Ford Coppola, man. Aubrey Plaza's in it. Adam Driver's in it. There's a lot of people in it. So I'm excited.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is The Fall Guy with Emily Blunt.
Yeah, okay.
Ryan Gosling. I think this kind of has like an Argyle feel to it. Could be very, very fun. And I think Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling are going to have awesome chemistry on screen. So
it really is. So like, Ryan Gosling should be in every movie. And I, you know, the more I think about it, it's like these good actors are like, when you see them in real life, it's like, oh, these people just like have an aura and a charisma around them that like normal people don't have.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Very excited. That's going to be a fun one. I like it.
Totally.
Okay. My number four is Furiosa, the Mad Max sequel thing with Anya Taylor-Joy. The trailer rocks. All you babies that said that the CGI looks bad, it's a trailer. Calm down. The movie's going to rock. So please do not doubt George Miller. I implore you, please do not do it. Please do not look silly and foolish. Trust the process with George Miller.
Trust it.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three, this is a unique one, but I am hyped. Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim.
Oh, that's right. That is this year. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's right.
Let me tell you who's voice acting. We have Brian Cox from Succession as Helm Hammerhand and Miranda Otto as Eowyn is coming back as Eowyn. So
Oh.
that is very intriguing. And basically, it's the untold story behind Helm's Deep, hundreds of years before the fateful war, telling the life and blood-soaked times of its founder, Helm Hammerhand, and the King of Rohan. So I am stoked for this, to see Lord of the Rings animated. The only worry that I have, the only worry, is the director's name's Kenji Kamiyama. Doesn't have a lot of things underneath his belt, like director. A lot of his directors have pretty, like, he's done Ghost in the Shell, Blade Runner, like a series. And probably they have kind of lower reviews, but I think he'll have enough experience. I am still hopeful.
I would not worry too much about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wouldn't worry too.
But,
wouldn't worry
but
too.
Here's the other, I want to add that. He was also the director of The Ninth Jedi for Star Wars Visions, which was my favorite Visions. So I'm kind of contradicting myself. So I think it will be okay. I think we're in good hands. And especially if he's a Lord of the Rings guy, then even better.
If you've ever watched like Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, very great looking, really cool looking. That Blade Runner Black Lotus show was really cool looking as well. I didn't watch perfect. Like the whole thing, but I watched like segments and stuff, and I watched like little bits and pieces. Looked really cool. So
okay,
I think it's good hands.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. I'm glad you can validate that. So I'm hyped for War of Rohirrim. So anyways, off that high horse.
I love that we don't know what each other picked, because it's fun to hear these ones. My number three is Bong Joon-ho's return to the big screen with Mickey 17.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson starring. I don't know much more about it. I think it's based on a book, if I remember right. And it was supposed to come out in a couple months, but it got delayed. I'm sure it's getting delayed to like November. Like I'm not worried. It was like delayed indefinitely, but it's definitely going to get picked up. It's going to get released this year, probably November, December, I'd imagine, around when Parasite came out last year. It's going to be a good time. Very excited for Mickey 17.
Good director.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good pick. Mm-hmm. Okay, my number two is, I'm going to change it up, but everybody knows, Dune Part 2.
Same. Number two as well.
I didn't want to put. I wanted to change up my number one, because Dune Part Two is technically my number one, but it was my number one last year. So I want to switch it up for something.
Okay.
But Dune Part Two is my number two.
Okay, Dune Part Two is also my number two. It was funny. Did you see the interview that Jason Momoa had? He's like, I don't get to be in a lot of those prestige movies, a lot of those award movies. So hopefully one day I'll get a chance. And this guy quote tweeted it, and he's like, "My brother, you were in Dune." Like, you were like one of the best parts of Dune.
Dune, yeah.
Which is nominated for Best Picture, man. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Don't
That's
sell
hilarious.
Yourself short.
I am bummed that Duncan Idaho, or a guy Jason Momoa, will not be in Dune Part 2.
All
but maybe
time
he has
name.
A flashback. It is an all time name. It's hilarious.
Yeah, great.
Okay. My number one, one of the best surprises back in 2015, is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. When I first saw Mad Max Fury Road, I did not think it was going to be that good. I thought the commercials looked, and then I left the theater. I was like, wow, was I wrong? So Furiosa looks sweet. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for Furiosa, man.
Holy crap.
I
was
your
sitting
pick.
Here. I'm like, what is your number one going to be? Like, Dune 2 drops one spot and Furiosa, lady and gentlemen's.
I think it's going to be a blast. Anya Taylor-Joy is great. Chris Hemsworth looks like he's having a ball as a villain. And then
finally, shackles are off.
And then George Miller, like, I'm going to watch the other Mad Maxes, leading the older ones with Mel Gibson.
That shot of her in the car driving with like the little like glare of the sun over her eyes. That's what movies are all about, baby.
Right there.
Give me some imagery. Give me some cool shots. Give me some cinematography. I love it. All right, my number one is anytime, you know, there's directors where it's like anytime they make a new movie, I'm there day one. Zack Snyder is that way, but for like the complete opposite reason of why you'd want someone to be a director you want to watch day one. And this is Nosferatu. Every single Robert Eggers movie I have watched in theaters opening night, and this will be no different. I am there to watch Nosferatu opening night.
Love it.
Yeah, it's
and that comes out in December.
Does. Yep. We've gotten some images. looks great. Peter Skarsgård is going to be Nosferatu, which you know he's going to look like a creepy little guy. And very excited. Very, very excited for this. I'm excited for you to watch a horror film with me. I feel like every year you must be contractually obligated to watch one horror movie with me.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good contract.
And we did Blair Witch Project last year.
Blair Witch was good. I'm going to do two with you. I'm going to watch Shelby Oaks. I have to watch Shelby Oaks.
Yeah.
And then Nosferatu.
Okay.
And honestly, Presence looks good too with Soderbergh, but you're going to watch that in Sundance. But I'm interested with when the TV glows as well. So I might be down to watch that.
Yeah, that one seems really, I don't know much about it, but it seems very interesting to me. So, TC, what is your call to action this week? Do you have a call to action for anyone?
My call to action is go ahead and plan a trip. Go ahead and plan a trip this year.
I like
Take
that.
Some time, plan a trip. Even if it's driving, flying, go plan a trip. So that's
I
my
like
call
that.
To action.
Even if it's like a staycation, use that PTO. Your company, the second that they don't need you anymore, you're out of there. So you don't owe them anything. Take that PTO, which I need to do as well. I need to
you
take
do.
My own advice.
So that's my call to action. Sit down with yourself, your loved one, whatever it is, plan a trip.
Okay.
Do it.
I love it. Go watch some movies. I love taking trips to places that have cool movie theaters so I can go watch movies at them.
It is a vibe.
Yeah, I love it. Last year, Denver, we saw some fun movies at like a really cool old like Egyptian theater, and that was a lot of fun. So everyone, this was a blast. What are we reviewing next week? Oh, next week we have our interview with Maven Cinemas. So we're going to chat about some different movies, kind of what looks like running a theater. Also, we're getting Oscar nominations. So I hope we can get some reactions to the Oscar nominations with them. Those are out this Tuesday. So
Let's
everyone,
go.
Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your, eat something good, plan a trip. And as always, stay so sweet.
Sweet.